Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Tucson Pima County Historical Commission Plans Review Subcommittee meeting of Thursday, August 27th, 2026, called to order at 1:02 p.m. And I'll go ahead and do roll call. Terry Majewski is here. Andrew Christopher.
Here.
Blake Houghton.
Here.
Savannah McDonald.
Here.
Great, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item two, review and approval of the 8/13/2026 legal action report slash minutes. Could I have a motion to approve as submitted, please?
This is Blake. I'll move, Terry.
Thank you. And who will second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Savannah. Is there any discussion on those, on that document? Okay, if not, I'll go ahead and call roll. Terry votes aye. Savannah,
Aye.
Andrew,
Aye.
and Blake.
Aye.
Great, thank you. So it passes unanimously 4-0. Item three is summary of public comments. Desiree and staff, did we receive any comments by the posted deadline?
I
I
did
did
not
not.
receive any, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Similarly, I did not receive any.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, item four is historic preservation zone review cases. We review these under UDC section 5.8/TSM 9-02.0 and historic district design guidelines and the revised Secretary of the Interior standards and guidelines. Our first case 4A is SD0726 00105 slash TC dash COM dash 0626 dash 00962, and that's at 747 South 6th Avenue. And Michael, you are the staff contact. Would you like to give us background, please?
Yes, Madam Chair, and members of the subcommittee. This project before you, it's a proposed cover patio at the Buffett. The Buffett at 5 points, which I believe we all know it. Those who were here quite some time ago, we realized the Buffett was the one that there was a boundary amendment, property swap. But right now they have a building on the corner at that 5 points. So they are proposing, they have an existing patio, but what this project is about is that they want to put a cover, a shed over the existing patio, which is intended to just allow the clients to better utilize the existing outdoor seating area. Some site improvements are being introduced, including moving the planters with integrated vertical strings. A barbecue area is being also being produced with associated prep area. So there will be kind of an outdoor kitchen, but there's no new catcalls or additional parking that will be required for this project. This project went before Avery Park in 2025 as a courtesy review. Avery Park had reviewed it and provided some feedback to the applicants. Based on that feedback, the applicants went back and revised their plans to meet some of the comments that were provided from the Avery Park review meeting on December 16, 2025. So the plan you see before you today, Madam Chair and members of the subcommittee, is the same plan that was provided to Avery Park. Avery Park reviewed this plan on August 18, 2026, and recommended approval of the project as presented. No conditions were added. I provided to you the legal action report from the Avery Park review. As far as staff is concerned, the staff As staff, we find that the proposed work will generally conform with the applicable preservation standards. There is an existing building on this property, which used to be the carriage house, the grocery store at one point. That one is contributing, but the main building itself is not contributing. But the contributing historic carriage house building, which is there, is not impacted by this project at all. So that is the only thing that we can mention as staff. Additional parking will not be required for this project. So we do not have any specific objection or anything, but we think that is in compliance with most of the preservation standards. We request of you, the department seeks recommendation from PRS either to approve with condition, or if you deem to deny the proposal, it is to be approved. This will end the staff presentation, and if there is any specific question for staff, I am more than willing to answer. If not, I will turn it over to the applicants who are here. I believe Ray from Desa Architecture, and he's accompanied with Francisco here today.
Great,
If there's
thank you. Do you need to have permission to share your screen, Brandon?
One second, let me check.
Yes,
Looks like
you did. I
I
think
should be.
Israel is going to make you a co-host so you can share
All
the
right.
screen.
Great. Give me one moment. We usually use Teams, so let me make sure that I get this up correctly.
Okay, and let me ask, so you're Raymond and your colleague is.
My colleague is Francisco Fernandez. He's been doing some of the drafting, helping move this project along as well. And so I thought it was pertinent that he also got a chance to sit in the meeting and see how this process goes.
Okay, so I'll list him, Francisco Fernandez, right?
Yes,
Got it.
I can
Okay.
put that in the chat for spelling later if need
No,
be.
I got it. I can spell it, and it's saying architecture firm. So good. Thank you.
Sounds good. All right, give me one second here. I should be able to full screen. Great. Can everybody see my screen?
I can.
And can everyone hear me all right?
Yes, I can. Everybody else okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
Excellent. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your time this afternoon for having us on. My name is Raymond Rash with DISA Architecture, also known as David E. Schombach Architects Incorporated. Colleague here is Francisco Fernandez. Michael, thank you for the introduction. This project is being presented on behalf of our client, Ben Forbes, who owns Forbes Meat Company, which is currently located in the Baffert at Five Points, which is owned and operated by Larry Kapler, all of whom you've probably heard of before, as they've also appeared before this when the Baffert was going on. I would like to say my apologies if I seem a little slow. I was hit on the I-10 this weekend, and I am still recovering from a small con from a concussion. So,
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Raymond.
that's
We
okay.
can.
No, don't. It's no worries. I thought it was important to be here. Our client's been most eager to get this done, and I was really excited that we were actually able to move forward as quickly as we were.
Well, you
So.
sound fine, but
Great.
understood. Thank you for noting.
So just wanted to let you know if it seems like I'm a little slow on the uptake for something. But anyways, without further ado, I do want to get into this and present this to you guys. All right. So the project proposed is a permanent shade cover over an existing outdoor seating area at the Baffert at Five Points. The subject property provide or features a code compliant 32,741 square foot mixed use building within a C3 zone encompassing groups S2, A2, M, and R2 occupancy classifications. The primary intent of the proposed shade cover is to allow the client to better utilize the existing patio as an outdoor seating area, fulfilling its original design intent. Alongside the shade structure, minor site enhancements will be introduced, including movable planters with integrated vertical screens, a barbecue with associated prep area, and a dry bar located in front of the outdoor kitchen. The proposed improvements conform entirely to the property's existing municipal requirements and prior development approvals. No new curb cuts or additional parking will be required for this modification. The original development package mandates 78 parking spaces prior to reductions. Updated occupancy calculations demonstrate that the current layout only requires 61 spaces prior to reductions, ensuring that the project remains fully compliant with previously approved parking allocations. A comprehensive architectural exhibit, including site plans, section drawings, perspective views, etc., is provided with this submittal to communicate the design intent and secure the necessary historic and IID approvals. As for the design narrative, I could read this word for word, but I will spare you guys as I'd like to show you with the drawings as we roll through. But just as kind of a quick overview, we did have a pre-application meeting back in December, TPPRE 11250042. And after our meeting with Armory Park Historic Review Board, they were quite happy to see that we had picked up as many of their comments as was capable within the code requirements for the building. We do make a strong effort to match the project to the existing materials and make sure that the structure blends well with what's already there.
Very good.
It's the Baffert's mission to be a historically sensitive solution to a contemporary building, is our general idea. So the site context, obviously, this is important for where we're going. So as you can see, the project property straddles the HC3 and C3 zoning. And the surrounding buildings obviously include Five Points, which we have some long-standing markets, some of them contributing, some of them not. One of the primary items on the Five Points corner is obviously Ugly But Honest, a contributing property that DISA has also done the design and worked through this process for. And as you can see, we did get the approval of another contemporary style shade structure, which I think lends itself well to also looking across the street and doing something similar. The property to the north is the most affected. It's the old Wainsley Auto Center, as it's directly across the parking lot, but it is a non-contributing structure. And as you can see from the elevation that faces the building, it is not something that, there is no, there's not really a historic significance on that facade. Obviously, Michael has already mentioned that the Casa Madre restaurant, which was the original carriage house on the site, DISA has also assisted with making sure that this project has conformed with the historic review process and is now a wonderful restaurant that is utilized throughout the week. And then just some additional residences to the south of the project, to the project, which are also new and contemporary in nature. So as you can see, here's kind of the orange is a map of the properties that are contributing, of which we've mentioned a few. And then the existing conditions on the site, we have obviously the Baffert at Five Points is the largest building on the site, but it does have the existing carriage house next to it. Project was done by DISA with the concept that we have two masses of brick which reflect a historic character, and then a contemporary building with contemporary materials bridging those two masses. And it's been a very successful project, very well loved by the neighborhood and the surrounding community. And this project, we're intending to enhance the usage of it. Here's a couple existing site conditions. As you can see, even though the patio is on the north side, obviously in that summer, that sun is glaring. It provides a lot of light, it provides a lot of heat. These were taken in the middle of June, and as you can tell, the patio is almost completely unutilized, or it is actually completely unutilized in these photos. Every once in a rare while, someone will sit in the shade during lunch in the summer, but it's very rare. So our client would like us, it's been a goal and dream of theirs to better utilize this patio space as it was designed. And part of that's a mitigation of the sunlight and extreme heat. So what we would like to propose is a shade cover. It's a 864 square foot shade structure. And as you can see from the zoning line, it straddles over the HC3 and C3 zoning, but is intended to help fulfill the initial purpose of seating. But they also wanted to add an outdoor kitchen as there's been a lot of requests for barbecued meat and something that has served the community and their clientele well. And they would like to expand their capacity for that operation. All utilities will be drawn from the original structure through the underground parking garage, where there's already existing chases necessary for that. So there no new utilities should be popping up overhead. So the general elevations, on the north elevation, which faces the parking lot, we attempted to create a more pedestrian engaged environment. So we've brought out some of that honed masonry block veneer out to the outside wall with some outdoor lighting, which right over the area where people usually enter onto the site, which then this and then some signage will be utilized as well. And then otherwise, it's tube steel construction, which was a request of the Armory Park Review Board to make sure that it meshes with the fabric of what's already there. We had originally posed some W flange, and they requested that we had moved towards tube steel, and so we did, per their request. As you can see, overall, it fits within that contemporary zone, so we believe that a contemporary material palette is well within the concept of the original project, and it does not affect the overall design and feel of the Baffert from that north side. Oh, and then on the roof plan again, we're showing our roofing area. This is already a non-permeable surface, so we're not adding additional non-permeable surfaces, and we're draining the exact same direction that the patio already drains, so we're not adding additional drainage issues to the project. We thought very carefully about the height. Obviously, we want to make sure that it stays within something that feels native to the neighborhood. So we kept it below 14 feet. This also makes sure that the residences above are not affected in their view out towards the north. A 3D view for some orientation in the 3D. And then from the renderings, as you can tell, we've got painted black or black steel or pre-finished black steel. This is to match the existing black anodized aluminum frames that we use throughout the project, but also the black fascia wrap that's used to border the windows of the residences above. And it's so that it blends directly with the project and its materials. And then lastly, just to really dive in deep on the materials, like I said, we've brought out that medium ground CMU block, which we have the spec for that and intend to use the same spec. And that'll be brought out to the north-facing wall. We plan to use matte black as the primary colors for the structure, again, to match the existing window systems and the fascia on the north side. The Belvedere 6-inch short rib is a profile already used on the parapets. So even down to the profile, we're trying to match what's already there. And that the 6-inch short rib will be the profile that's used for the metal roofing. And then for the movable planters that we intend to install, we intend to match some of the rusted steel that's already being utilized in the fence line, which pay, you know, gives a little bit of a nod to some of the historic fencing materials used in the neighborhood. But it'll all be made of a weathered or rusted steel. So that's the intent of the project. We hope you guys like it. We think that it's an excellent intervention for the site that'll help the client and the owner better utilize it for its initial purpose, and hopefully also engage the pedestrian level a little bit more than it currently is able to. So feel free to ask any questions, but thank you for your time.
Great. Thank you, Raymond. So we'll go ahead and take questions from PRS members now. Who would like to begin?
No questions on my end. It looks like a great project.
Blake?
The only question I had was that it's not attaching to the building anyway, and it looks like it's not. Or the only question I have after reviewing this on my own before, but it seems like it's not attached in any way, so I don't have any problems.
That is correct, Blake. It is not attached to the building. It's about a foot separation in between the main building and the shade structure.
Nice.
Awesome.
Okay, Savannah.
Yeah, I also don't have any questions. Your presentation was very thorough and complete. So thank you for that. I think it's a nice project and I think it's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to add, I don't have any questions either, and I appreciate the nicely put together presentation. It was very clear and to the point. So now I will invite a motion from a member of PRS.
Sure, I can do it. Let me just pull up the case number real quick. Sorry.
Great, thank you, Andrew.
Alrighty, on the matter of item 4A, case SD072600105 / TCCOM062600962, located at 747 South 6th Avenue, I move to recommend approval of the project as presented.
Thank you. And
I'll
who will
second.
second? That was you, Blake? Okay, great. Is there any discussion? If not, I'll go ahead and call roll. Terry votes aye. Blake?
Aye.
Savannah?
Aye.
Andrew?
Aye.
Great. The case is unanimously recommended for approval 4-0. Thank you so much and good luck with the project. And I
Thank
hope that
you
you recover quickly from your.
very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. And just to make sure, we don't need to be on for anything further.
No, and are
Yeah.
you familiar with the next steps, or would you like Michael or Desiree to go over them?
A quick review. I know we do still have to go through IID on this project, but a quick review would be helpful to make sure that we didn't miss something.
Okay, so do you want to say a few words, Michael?
Yeah, really, what will happen is, as far as the historic review process is concerned, you're finished with us. You will continue to do the IID with Maria. We are going to provide a copy of our legal action report to Maria, who, after your IID review, will then generate one combined approval decision notice from the director that will combine IID and the historic review. And if you need any further thing, you can ask me or you can contact Desiree. I will be more than willing to provide it for you.
Great. Well, good luck
All
with that
right.
review. Okay, take care now.
All right. Thank you very much. You all have a wonderful day. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Okay. Case 4B is SD0426-00059 slash TC-RES-0326-01222. And this is at 829 North Fifth Avenue. And Michael, you are also the staff contact. If you would like to give us an introduction, please.
Yes, Madam Chair, this project which is coming to you today, it's a proposed addition of a concrete driveway and a wrought iron fence at the front yard of the existing historic residence. A portion of the existing retaining wall at the front of the property is proposed to be removed so that the applicant can put a new driveway. The new driveway will then be put from the entry point to the back of the property. The applicant is also proposing to relocate a portion of the existing corrugated metal fence to allow for space for the new driveway. When you will look at the plan, the building which is before you here, there's a gate on the right-hand side. They are proposing to remove that gate so that the driveway can go right to the back the gate on the right hand side. That is basically what this project is about. This particular project, and I'm chair members of the subcommittee, was initially reviewed by West University on July 7, and the review with the consent of the applicant was continued. West University provided some comments to the applicant. The applicant has since revised the plans to meet those comments from West University. It was scheduled to be reviewed again on August 4th, but West University did not have a quorum, so that meeting did not hold. But West University agreed to have a special meeting to review this project. That special meeting took place on August 11, 2026, which they reviewed the project and recommended approval with conditions. I have provided a copy of the legal action report to the as part of your review materials, but I can read out the conditions that were given by West University at that review. Condition number one, there are no pillars on top of the existing historic front lava stone retaining wall. Two, that at the front gate, they should remove the columns and install wrought iron fence behind the existing lava stone retaining wall. And number three, that all vertical faces associated with the retaining wall for the driveway to be clad with salvaged lava rock material. And four, that the existing fence on the north to be converted into a gate and hinge appropriately for screening of vehicles that will be parked over there. Those were the four conditions that West University provided. In terms of staff finding, historic preservation staff finds that the proposed driveway does not meet the West University design guideline for off-street parking, which discourages driveways at the front of the lot. The West University design guidelines notes the following, which I have in my staff report, basically saying that vehicles should not be parked in the front, and off-street parking should not be visible from the street. Those were the issues that we ran into during our review. One consideration that staff looked at was the fact that this property does not have an alley access. So re-parking through the alley was not an option to this to the applicant. Therefore, they are looking for ways to get the driveway from the front yard to the back. They cannot do alley entry like most properties do in West University. And then we notice that the proposed fencing meets the West University design guidelines, which is typical. The proposed fence that they have here is typical of most fences that are in West University. So we do not, other than that, we don't have any specific things to say. We are asking from PRS your recommendation to approve, with conditions, or your recommendation to deny the project as proposed before you. If there are any specific questions that I want that the subcommittee may need from me, or anything that Desiree can add to this, we are more than willing to do that at this point in time. If not, I believe Peter and Robert are the applicants in this project, and it looks like Robert is here today to do the presentation.
Great, thank you. Thank you, Michael. Robert, are you the property owner, the presenter, the architect? What can I list for you?
Yeah, so hi everyone. Thanks for being here for this. Yeah, I am the resident and owner of the property. So I live here with my wife. We've had the property for 10 years. The drawings and the application were submitted by Tamarin Homes. And they've done all of the application kind of legwork. But we have lived here, like I say, for 10 years since we, well, 11 years now that since we purchased the property.
Okay, so Tamron Holmes did the all the maps or the figures and presentation materials.
Correct. They did
The
the
application too.
drawings and So this
Okay.
is their wonderful work here.
All right, no, I just wanted to get it straight. So
Okay.
go ahead and you can go ahead and present for us.
Okay. All right. It looks like Michael's got it up, or you guys already have the project up. We'll just go through real quick. So basically, we've lived in the neighborhood actually for 5 years. We lived in another property on 4th and Euclid, and then we purchased this property in 2015. This property actually originally had a carriage house that was separated off that gave it access to Arizona, which was the street behind it. But that was broken off into a separate property and completely divided from our property in the 1950s. So since that time, there has only been street parking at this house. My feeling is that that's part of the challenge that this house has always had, is that it's had many owners and many renters over the years. It's 1905, so it has. I think that it makes a challenge. We bought the house knowing that it would have off-street parking and not sure whether we would need it. But now, having lived here, we are ready to set up a driveway. We would like a driveway so we can get our cars off of the street. What we are proposing, you can see this is the original. This is the drawing, the house, the way it stands now, what you're looking at. There's a fence on the north side of the building, but there's no gate access at this time. That's the way we purchased it. So there's no current gate or access along the north side of the house from the front of the house. And so what we're proposing is a driveway that would enter along the north side of the house and extend 22 and a half feet past the front of the house. So I think, yeah, if you go up a little bit, then you can kind of see there's our proposal for the driveway. And then adding as well a fence. That would be inset from the wall, at least 1 foot in from the wall. So it wouldn't be sitting on top of the existing rock wall. And so that is tied into the project as well. You can see that it would have two concrete pads with an aggregate in the middle in between, some type of river rock or gravel between the two. We want to keep the face of the front existing wall as much as possible, keep it to historic proportion. So one of the things that was the condition, which we have on our drawings, but if you look at that drawing there where the fence butts into a column wall, actually that was something that even our current understanding of it is that what we'll do is that will just be reduced. The fence will actually be secured at steel post on each of the corners. And then the rock wall will be reduced to match the existing sort of bump up. I guess it's a rock wall that is there, along with a rock wall that would extend along the north elevation, and then what that north elevation, then that would keep, rock and things from sloughing off into the neighboring property. Let's see. I think
Gates.
that's it. Yeah, there we did understand that that they wanted the gate added to obstruct. Originally, I actually had a gate in the plan, and then I thought that would be too, and I thought that would make the property look a little bit too intrusive. And we also had a gate, a pedestrian gate or a walking gate there as well. But based on what we're now been discussing after talking with the WUSAB, We've determined that what we would do is convert that small pedestrian gate into a wider gate so that the cars could be, I guess, screened behind that gate from the street.
And Robert, do you have a plan? Do you have something showing that new gate that you're proposing?
Well, we were told that we really weren't supposed to. We understand that, but we were told that not to make any changes to our existing drawing. So at this point, we have not made any changes to existing
Okay,
drawing
but what are,
based on what was
okay,
recommended.
I just need to clarify that. All righty.
Sure.
And we can ask about that. So,
Sure.
all righty. So are you ready for questions then? Yeah, we'll go ahead then. Who would like to start on PRS?
I guess I can start. Thank you for the presentation. I think I'm pretty clear about what's going on.
Sure.
I really was just trying to understand West University's comments. So they don't want columns built, they just want to keep the stone wall and then do wrought iron behind it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We would still have so that you would still have a rock column, but it wouldn't be that full 3 foot height of the rock. If you look at the you can't see it on this drawing, but if you look at the house the way it exists now, there's just a small rock kind of bump up that
Okay.
exists right there. So the additional ones on the corners of the property would just match that existing
Okay.
up. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a inventory photo of the project? I was curious what the rock landscaping, all that looked like.
In terms of the landscaping within the yard, or
I was just curious because we usually see that inventory form, so I don't know if you guys
oh, I
have
don't
that.
know.
I was just
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think we have one present now.
No, I mean I think what you're proposing seems reasonable, and I'm sympathetic since because of the lack of an alley or connection to
Yeah.
an alternative for parking vehicle on the property. So I'm generally good with it. I appreciate that the concrete driveway isn't all paved. It's just right the sections where the tires are.
Right.
I think it's generally just fine. I mostly just want to make sure we're understanding what WUZAB was looking for. So my last question regarding the fence on the north, you originally had the car in front of it. They want you to keep that fence there and add a gate to conceal the park, or does that fence line just get moved so that you're parking
Well,
behind it?
the fence line would normally, before the recommendation, before the fence would have just been moved back to the 24 feet or 23 feet to allow for the entry of the car, but it wouldn't screen the car. It would just be repositioned farther back. So at this point, then it would be converted to some sort of movable gate that would open and allow entry into the onto into the to the side of the house. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank
Yeah.
you.
Okay. Any other questions, Savannah?
Sorry, I think I turned my mic off. No, that was that. Thank you.
Okay, who would like to go next? Thank you, Savannah.
This is Blake. I'm good on this one.
Andrew?
I think I'm good as well. For the applicant, are you okay with all of the conditions that Uzab has given you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it we were going to do that it was within our scope anyway, which was reducing the walls and moving the fence back. I think that wasn't clear enough on the drawings. The one thing that we were trying to avoid was kind of making a big gate in the front, and just allowing that fence. But we're fine with that as well. If that's going to, meet the conditions, we're okay with that larger gate. But we just it's just something that was more kind of cumbersome than for the whole project and kind of for the future. It's just something we'll have to consider. So we were just going to put a simple pedestrian gate there in the back. But
Okay.
yeah, other than that, I'm fine. Yeah.
Okay. Can you walk me through just real quick on the plans, which gate that is specifically?
So if you're looking at it's it the it's on the yeah. So there's no existing pedestrian gate there now. That was part of the drawing that was envisioned as part of the drawing. And the new plan. So there's just a corrugated steel which pre-exists the house by I don't you know a long time. It's been there for a long time. So there's just a corrugated steel. There you go. Yeah, you can kind of see what that existing corrugated steel fence looks like. Yeah. So we were just going to move that fence back. Whether we could do it in its entirely or perfectly, I'm not sure, but we were going to just move that back. So now, what it would do would convert that to some sort of a larger gate, which would open to the side of our north, the property to the north of us, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Andrew, do you think we would need a minor review on that gate since it's not?
Well, you're showing one in the elevation, right? Would it be of that similar style?
Yeah, I can't. I don't know if it would be exact because there some questions came up with at the WUSAB about whether that fence and that or gate on the left-hand side was ever went through approval. So yeah, so there is some questions about whether even what's existing there is something that met the approval.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm not sure where we would. Yeah, but we would put something to some sort of screening. To be able to move our cars up there.
Okay. Yeah, when you have a design for that gate, I think we can do that as a minor review. That's no issue. And
Okay.
those are quick. We just do them via email. It's not, you don't have to come back and present again. So,
Okay.
yeah, that was the only question I had, Terry, so I'm good.
Okay, hold on. If there are no other questions, could we have a motion then on this case?
Blake or Savannah, would you mind? I'm on my phone, so I can try and pull up the conditions from WUSAB, but I
I
think
can go. Sorry, I missed what if we had any conditions.
we'll just uphold the ones from WUSAB.
Okay.
And do a minor review of the gate and screening, or clarify that, Andrew, how that should be worded.
I think just we'll do a minor review for the proposed gate and fence modifications on the east elevation.
Thank you.
Second.
So Savannah's just getting ready.
Yeah, sorry. I had it up. All right, on the matter of item 4B, SD-0426-00059/TC-RES-0326-01222 at 829 North Fifth Avenue. I would recommend approval of project as presented, including hold.
Can I'm sorry to
Oh,
interrupt
sorry,
in
we're
the
right
middle
in
of
the middle
this.
of a motion. You'll have to
Yes,
wait
I'm
a minute.
sorry. I just before you make that motion, I just had another question, so
You
I'm
can ask
sorry.
us after we do that.
Sure.
Number one, no pillars on top of the existing historic front lava stone retaining rock wall. Item two, at the front gate, remove columns and install a wrought iron fence behind the existing lava stone retaining wall. Item three, all vertical faces associated with the retaining walls for the driveway to be clad with salvaged lava rock material. And four, existing fence on the north to be converted into a gate and hinged appropriately for screening of parked vehicles. And new item five, that the proposed gate and fence modifications on the east elevation undergo minor review.
Is there a second?
I will second, Terry. This is Blake.
Great, thank you. Okay, is there any discussion on that motion from PRS? Okay, if not, we'll go ahead and vote on it. And then, Robert, wait, you can ask your question. Terry votes aye. Savannah.
Aye.
Andrew.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Okay, it passes unanimously. Okay, Robert, did you have a question?
Yeah, I just had a question because the existing fences there does match the fence on the south side of the house. Now, this is really heavy. That fencing, if it was to match it, is very heavy. And I'm just wondering, engineering wise, if we send in a copy of what that fence is going to look like as screening, that's going to throw off. It may not look exactly like the house, like we have on the south exposure, the south of the house. So I'm just wondering, I guess, how do I work with that? If I have one side of the house, it looks, it's one style, even if it's slightly different, a little different, it's still different. How does that fit into this process? So I don't know. I'm just thinking, how would that fit into the process or where we're at now?
Well, Michael and Desiree, you can chime in here, but I think you just do the best you can to make it as similar as you can. And then that's what would go through minor review. And also, the Historic Preservation Office, I mean, you will get, they take into consideration West University's comments and ours, and they will give you a decision letter. And I'm sure Desiree and Michael, you would put something in there. I mean, if it's difficult for them to match exactly, there's a little wiggle room, I'm sure, that you can talk about with them. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, it should match, as closely as possible in appearance, but in terms of the materials, I mean, if there's something that's not as, something that's going to work for you engineering wise, it's more important that it kind of has a similar look or appearance.
And you can always ask them, and then that's what is a good idea about the minor review to, go through any questions that you have at that time, right? I think
Yeah, if you want to provide us, what you're thinking, we're happy to give feedback. Yeah.
sure.
So, and then are you familiar with the next steps of the process?
No, I haven't been through this before.
Okay, just real quickly, Michael or Desiree, if you could just summarize for him because we have a few minutes here.
So what we're going to do from here, Robert, is you have got to West University, gotten their recommendation. Technology was not an approver. You are here again today. You have gotten a recommendation from here. Based on those two recommendations, the director is going to provide a final decision on this application based on the conditions that have been provided by West University and those provided by West University, by PRS, the meeting today. But before that decision notice is made, you would have provided us with the information on the minor review for the gate, which we are talking about today, so that we are sure that that should be part of what we are presenting to the director, that this is what you really want to do. They want to get a final decision notice signed by the director and provided to you. Then you can proceed to the permitting process. So the historic review is only part of the permitting process. just because it is approved by the director for historic review does not mean that you already have an automatic permit to do whatever thing you want to do, because there are other reviews, as you know, that you have to go through. So that is where we are.
Okay.
And when
Right.
in any one time, feel free to contact me or contact Desiree, and we'll be able to
Okay.
do
Yeah,
this.
and Michael and Desiree, he will have to update his plans at a certain point once all is said and done, right? When everything's decided.
That is correct.
Yeah. So you anticipate that, Robert, that will come, but wait until you get have the minor your decision letter and the minor review and all that.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And
Yeah,
do
that's
contact
fine.
us, Ray or Michael, if you have questions, and they will alert you. So thank you, and I bet you'll be very happy that you don't have to park on the street anymore.
I will. Thank you very much. And
Okay.
thank you for your sympathy on that.
Yes, take care now. Thank you.
Certainly. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, commissioners, we'll move on. Andrew had to leave at 1:51. Desiree, you noted that, and I've got it noted as well.
Blake,
5A,
right?
current issues for information discussion. 5A, minor reviews. Could we be updated on that, please?
Yes,
Hey,
well, Chair.
Terry, just real quick, it was Blake left.
Oh,
I'm here.
Blake left. Oh, okay. Why did I think it was you? All right. Sometimes your voices, when you're tired, sound the same. Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Donna.
Yeah, Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, we have done a couple of minor reviews since we last met. In every park, we did a minor review at 215 East 19 for a roof, and also 428 East 17 for a fence. And for all these minor reviews, Andrew is the one who is helping us to move this along. In the barrio, we just have a pending minor review, so I'm not going to worry about that. In Fort Lauderdale, we have a minor review for the solar panel at 5390 East San Francisco Loop. Andrew has already reviewed that and given us his comments, so I just got the comments from Fort Lauderdale yesterday. We also did a minor review for solar panel on the parking canopy in the Sunshine Mine District at 2343 East Broadway. And then in the barrio, I am working on another minor review on 460 West 17 for a roof. So, Andrew, I have about two or three minor reviews that I'll be sending your way. That's what I have for minor reviews at this point.
Thank you. And thank you, Andrew, for being such a great person to do these minor reviews.
Course.
Appreciate it. Item 5B is appeals.
We do not have any appeals, Madam Chair.
Okay, item 5C, zoning violations.
Same thing. We do have some that are in the works that we are working on. We have some minor reviews and some violations that have been reported to me and Desiree, and we are contacting code enforcement to see what we can do about those. The only thing I can say on zoning violation is that I think a lot of time when I'm chairperson of the subcommittee, the boards believe that myself and Desiree are code enforcement or historic preservation police or something. We keep encouraging them to report them because they don't need to give their names. Once reported, then they will go to code enforcement. They can contact us, or if they tell us, we're going to tell code enforcement to do something about it. So that's where we are. We no longer have Rick Sadate, who was helping us and going out there. With the short staff that we have, I don't think myself or Zere we're able to go out and follow every little complaint that is made in the historic district.
No, I think what happens is that people are, there's the changing constellation of people on the boards over time, and then they have to be re-encouraged to report those. And, I think it's difficult being a member of a neighborhood and people think that you have reported these things. So I know it's difficult that you have to keep encouraging them, and thank you for that. Okay, item 5D, review process issues. Staff, do you have anything? Commissioners?
At the level of staff, we just keep working on trying our review process. We are working so hard every time to try to see what we can do to improve on how we can make this process much more friendly to the applicants, to the board. So we are still undertaking a lot of process improvement as we go along.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll note that the kind of the status of the historic preservation information guide that I shared with you all. So Savannah provided some comments and feedback. So thank you so much, Savannah. I still need to finish updating that. So it's not yet published, but I'm hoping to do that within the next couple of weeks. So I
Yeah.
wanted to let you know.
And I still owe you comments. I really apologize, but some strange work things came in that have sort of overshadowed things.
Okay. Yeah, feel free to send those whenever you're
So,
ready.
but thank you. I haven't forgotten, and I made myself another note.
Just add one thing to it, Terry.
Go ahead.
I was on the seminar today, the whatever it's called, the National Alliance of Preservation, the NAPC one. And
Good.
it was covering the changes, potential changes coming to Section 106, and kind of some general advice on, as a commission, how to comment on it and push back. And just one of the things that kept coming up was, just sharing stories of like how we've improved processes to make them more efficient, less cumbersome. And I think, Desiree and Michael are doing so much of that work already. So I think when the time comes to comment, I just think, we should, as a commission, point that out too, that we're making this process, less arduous and getting people through faster and processing more cases. So anyway.
I think that's great. Thank you. And I know that a lot of the different organizations are presenting, are assembling comments, suggestions for comments, from their different perspectives. So I think that's very important that we provide that information to the commission and, for individual comments and things like that, and to do what we need to do. Thank you. Savannah, did you have anything?
Just minor, really, and maybe it's better in the next section. I was curious about just following up on an old project, the signage at Santa Rita. I just know that they're really close to finishing, maybe like in a month or so. So I was curious if we'll see that again because I think we all wanted to.
Yes, actually, that will be coming to you during your next meeting.
Awesome. Okay,
So
perfect.
yeah, so good timing. Yes, they are trying to kind of move that forward with a project timeline.
Great.
And
Go ahead.
so yeah, I don't know if you have, do you all have any other things on this item, or I can jump
Yeah,
to
I did want to
meeting.
mention something real quickly that it sort of fits in here. Some of you worked previously with former Commissioner Joel Ireland, who was a member of the commission and also a member of PRS, and he passed away very recently. And Desiree, you were kind enough to let me know that you had heard about it. And then Andrew asked me about it, and I looked and found a wonderful obituary for him. I don't know if you've seen that. I can try to find that again and send it to the group. And I think there will be a service sometime, some kind of memorial celebration of life in October. But that's all I've heard. Had you heard any more about it, Desiree?
I haven't. So yeah, I'll look for that
Yeah,
obituary
and
as well because I know we
Joel
were
was,
wondering about the services.
yeah, and Joel was very sad that he had to step back from PRS and from the commission. And what was really nice, it talks, I've got to find that link and send it to everyone because it was mentioned how later in life, he became very interested in historic preservation, being an advocate. And I'll never forget that he called me, and I spent a lot of time explaining to him, and he did come up to speed on it. He really worked on it, and then he did that major project in West University. So, yeah, I was very saddened by that. Good guy. And so, and had any of
Really good guy.
you heard any more about that, Andrew or Savannah?
No, I hadn't heard anything else. I did see the obituary, though. It was very nice. He was a really involved guy on in a lot of different community things over the years. So
In different
sad.
careers, really, right? I mean, it was
Yeah, I
very
think he was
interesting.
a priest at some point,
He
and
was an
then
Episcopal priest and a lawyer
yeah, he was on the TUSD board for
for
years, I
years,
think.
yeah. And there was a
Yeah,
really
so.
nice message right after he passed from Adelita Grijalva about how she knew him. So a lot of gems in our community that we're losing. So anyway, okay, we'll move on to item six then, future agenda items. What do you have for us, Desiree?
Yeah, so for the September 10th meeting, we will have the Santa Rita Bathhouse signage that Parks will be presenting. And that's actually all I have confirmed right now. So we might have some other items that we get before, but right now that's the only item.
Okay, and is everyone planning to be there? I mean, Blake's off, but I mean, the rest of you?
I think I'm good. You look okay.
How about you, Andrew?
I think so. Sorry, what was the date again?
September 10th.
Yep, I am good.
I don't have a event in the calendar for that. Is it it's just me? Did I accidentally lose it?
I don't have one either, I don't think.
I have one for the 24th.
I'm
Oh,
sorry. Yeah, let
okay.
me.
Yeah, I don't have one either. That's strange.
I don't
Okay.
either. Yeah,
We'll
that's weird.
put that in.
Is it on this?
I think we're missing the first Thursday ones because I'm missing like every other one.
Okay. So
Must
maybe
be the
that
series,
got it.
something
That's
with the
really,
series.
that's
Yeah.
helpful. And there might be some meeting in the future that I have to, if we have a quorum, ask somebody else to chair, but I'm trying to avoid them, but way too much going on, way too much flying. And just to let you know, I just passed 3 million actual miles flown on American, which is really sick. So think about
A lot of
that.
miles
And
flown.
I wanted some announcement on the PA when I flew, but they forgot me. That's okay. So they do periodically write me little notes thanking me for being a customer. So anyway, well, thank you. We made it through it to adjourn at 2:05. And I thank everyone for their time. And Desiree, if just give me a heads up when you might get that. I mean, there's no giant rush. I'll get to it when you get it to me. And thanks,
Okay.
Andrew and Savannah, for always looking at these things. It's important. So anyway, adjourned at 2:05. Thanks, everyone. See you
Thank
soon.
you. Thanks.
See you.
Bye. Bye.